In a year when many businesses are expecting flat or faltering sales, at least one industry is optimistic. Frozen pizza.
Oh, it's a great time in our industry.
Howard Miller is a spokesman for Schwan's, which makes some of the frozen pizzas sold at grocery stores.
There is no end to the creativity that could occur. It's just a wonderful opportunity to see a lot of things change.
Miller is upbeat because this year, the federal government is likely to ease its regulations on how frozen pizza is labeled. At the moment, the law says that a frozen meat pizza has to have a crust, a certain percentage of meat, tomato sauce, and cheese, which sounds obvious, but restaurants and carryouts don't have to follow the same rules, and Miller says that means they have an unfair advantage.
For example, there's a number of products that are out there at pizzerias that contain no cheese. We cannot make a product and sell it in the grocery store that does not contain cheese and call it a pizza.
American tastes in pizza have changed, says Miller. Some people want less fat, others want more zip, or at least more syllables, as in portobello, asiago, pepperoncini. Indeed, people who buy frozen pizzas may be leading lives of quiet desperation. Here's what some people at a grocery store told NPR's Neva Grant.
Not a lot of variety in frozen pizzas.
So, I mean, you feel sort of disappointed.
Alienated?
Yes, alienated.
I feel empty.
If you could invent your perfect frozen pizza that you cannot find now.
It would have a nice crisp crust.
Let's say Thai sauce.
Probably a white sauce.
Pesto or basil or
buffalo meat, duck meat.
Maybe barbecue chicken.
Perhaps rabbit or venison.
Sausage and jalapeno peppers.
Spinach and artichokes.
Fruits maybe, like you find a pizza with apple or pineapple.
And you can throw in a little bacon.
You know what would be good? Maybe some pepper jack cheese or something like that. Something spicy.
Yes. Well, actually buffalo mozzarella if possible.
That's the pizza we need to make. We could get famous. We could get rich.
Or you could get an education from a man who is a purist.
I buy the fresh pizza. I don't buy the frozen pizza for a year. I'm going to buy the fresh pizza. The thing for me is the best pizza.
Sal Carlino is the owner of the proverbial place on the corner, Vinny's Pizza in New York City. He rejects the premise of this story that a frozen pizza, even one that's been liberated from government rules, can compete with a fresh one. To really make his point, he starts speaking Italian.
Well, è pazzo per mangiare una pizza congelata, deve essere un pazzo se c'è una pizza fresca vicino.
You gotta be a crazy person to eat a frozen pizza if there's a fresh one nearby. Even if you make a fresh pizza to begin with, if you freeze it, it's no longer good. It'll never be the same.
Mai può essere la stessa se quando si è congelata.
Sal Carlino of Vinny's Pizza in Manhattan. Later this year, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is likely to ease its regulations on labeling for frozen pizza. Carlino does not expect to lose sleep over it.